Every first Sunday of Lent, we get together and we hear about Jesus going out into the desert, where he encounters the devil and kind of enters into this spiritual combat with him. Mark's version, which we heard today, is the simplest account, so not too much to it, but this is all a preparation for his ministry in bringing about the kingdom of God. So he's getting ready to go and proclaim this kingdom, and so he has these 40 days of preparation. Our next Catholic theme, or essential, is right worship. We're going to be looking at how do we, as the people of God, enter into the liturgy? How do we offer the public worship to God? I think probably the Mass is probably our most familiar liturgy. You know, as Catholics, we have several liturgies, but this is probably the one that we know the best because we do it the most. So it's something that we're familiar with. There are many aspects of the liturgy, but today I want to focus on looking at how do we prepare to celebrate the liturgy? How do we prepare to enter into the Mass in a fruitful way? There are many parallels that we might look at today with how Jesus prepared for his public ministry and how we prepare for the Mass. And what does it look like, we can ask? What does it look like for us to prepare well to celebrate the Mass, together as a community or as individuals? I know for some of us, just getting to Mass is a great victory, right? So getting here on time or a few minutes late is like, we're doing our best, Father, and if that's where you're at, great. So I don't want to make sure that you feel welcomed, and I want to make sure that you feel accepted. We're not telling you you shouldn't come, but we're going to be looking at the ideal today. So the ideal, we're holding up the ideal, and so don't be fearful if you're not at the ideal yet. So just to make sure that you're aware of that. How do we do this? What can we do? How can we prepare to enter the Mass? You know, the Jewish people, that when they would go up to the temple, they would sing or recite the Psalms. They would enter into this worship or this preparation for worship. Jesus himself prepares today to enter into his public ministry. Our Catholic tradition also has things that we would say dispose us or help us to receive more from the Mass, to make it more fruitful, you might say. We can do both remote preparation, things that are kind of distant, and then more proximate preparation, things that are like on the day of. One simple thing we might do, maybe some of you do this already, is to read the Sunday readings. So what are the readings for today? Have I read them before I come to Mass? So I'm familiar with them, so that perhaps if something distracting happens, I don't miss out, right? So sometimes you might have this happen, it never happens to me, but where you kind of, all of a sudden you're thinking along and, oh, we're already at the Gospel and I haven't heard the readings. So to read the readings ahead of time, then I know what they're about and I'm kind of already queued up to listen to the readings. So that's one way we might prepare. You know, you can read them online, you can maybe get a subscription to a Magnificat or something like that that helps you look at those readings. Another way we can do, earlier in the week, we could go to confession, so reconciliation. If we need to be forgiven for something or we need to forgive someone, this might be a good thing for us to do before we receive the Eucharist. It helps us to receive the Eucharist in a fruitful way. So leaving an obstacle in place, something that's kind of keeping us from receiving God's grace in a full way, that's probably not the best thing. So a way to prepare for Mass is to make sure that we are in a state of grace as best we can and to be ready to receive that richness, that fullness of God's grace as he pours it upon us. We want to dispose ourselves to receive the life of God in our souls. You know, do we do that weekly? Is it something we're attentive to? Are we preparing and removing any obstacles, whatever they might be, from our hearts so that we can really be open to receive what it is that God wants to share with us? And do we have that expectation that when we come to Mass, God is going to speak to us? He's going to speak to us in a personal way. Are we ready for that? Are we hungry for that? There might be another thing that we could do as a more of a proximate preparation, and that is to really pay attention to the Eucharistic fast. So 1 hour before we receive, we're supposed to abstain from food and drink. Making sure that we're not chewing gum during Mass or leading up to Mass. it's probably safe to give yourself about 30 minutes before a Sunday Mass, or maybe 45 before a daily Mass if you go to a daily Mass, depending on how long Father talks, kind of gauge it accordingly. I mean, we don't want to get too nitpicky, but the idea is that my internal hunger aligns with my spiritual hunger, that there's an awareness that I'm preparing a place within myself. I'm preparing for the Lord to come into my very being. And so the idea is, do I prepare in that way? Am I kind of taking note even before I'm here and getting ready to receive the Lord? Another thing we might try to do is to come a few minutes early. Imagine that. I know that's a hard thing. Some people, if you're a person that always runs late, this is probably not your way to prepare, and that's okay. But some of you are probably here already early, and that's great. And others, maybe they could decide, I think I want to try that. So prepare by coming a little bit early, taking a little quiet time to speak to the Lord about what's on your heart, what it is that you bring to Mass today, what it is that you have been pondering the whole week, what's going on in your life, offering those things to God. And we've been trying to pray the rosary now before Mass, these last couple Masses. So that might be another way we can enter in to prepare our hearts to encounter God. You think about it. If you have an intimate conversation with a family member or a friend, typically that conversation progresses, and we don't just jump right into a deep conversation, but something that over time we enter into. And it's the same idea here. When we come to Mass, we're doing something very intimate with the Lord. We're inviting the Lord to come into us. And so am I prepared for that? Am I getting ready for that? So that might be something that would help us, is if we spend a little time before Mass to contemplate what we're about to enter into. In our first reading today from Genesis, we heard about Noah and his family. They had to prepare for the coming flood, right? So today we heard about the covenant and kind of the after effect, but he was doing work ahead of time by building the ark, getting the animals in the ark, getting all the provisions in the ark, all these things to help preserve life. If we think of, in the Old Testament, we see all these typologies. Typology is a whole area of theology, but it basically looks at the Old Testament and says, what does the Old Testament represent? What are we meant to receive? And so the ark is like a symbol of the church. And so Noah and his family go and they are on the ark. And the whole intention is we go onto the ark, not to stay on the ark, just to say, we got a nice boat, isn't this great? We're going to live here. But the idea is we're going on the ark so that we can go out of the ark, right? And go out into the world and bring Christ into the world, bring God into the world. So they bring creation back into the world by preserving it. Just as Noah would have needed to prepare provisions and supplies for their experience that they were going to experience on the ark, we too need to be prepared. If we come to Mass without preparation, we won't get as much out of it as if we had come fully prepared. The sacrifice of the Mass is something we offer. Are we intentional about the way we offer it? We might find ourselves feeling unprepared at times. You know, if Noah had just built the ark and said, hey, look at this great thing we built. It's so big. All the things that we're going to fit in it, it's wonderful, isn't it? And they didn't bring in the animals, and they didn't bring in the food and the things that they would have needed to eat. It wouldn't have done a lot of good, right? You know, they would have been a few days in and, well, this is sad. We don't have enough food to eat. We're going to have to start eating the unicorns, you know. So we want to be prepared. Just as Noah had to prepare, we need to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare to offer the worship of the Mass. In order for our lives to be changed, in order for us to create this space in our souls for God's presence, it would be ideal if we develop this pattern of preparation. Now, maybe you already have a pattern of preparation. You probably do. If you think about it, if you look at your life, you look at your daily Mass routine, if you have one, you probably will notice we do certain things pretty regularly, and that's good. But you might examine it and say, is there something that we're missing? Or is there something that we could add that would make it even more focus for us or help us to really enter into it more fruitfully? So that's something we might think about. You might talk with your family members. You might pray about it. You might talk to the Lord about it and just kind of ask, are we really coming as prepared as we can? You know, within understanding, we need to recognize that sometimes we're not always going to be as prepared as others, and that's fine. So you think about it, we are coming to offer the Mass. We are offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We're not just observers. We're participating in it. We're offering it, right? So through our baptism, we have received this gift of the priesthood, the baptismal priesthood, and we offer the Mass together. So is that something we are attentive to? And we are really opening our souls to that. I just want to conclude today with a prayer to our Father. Heavenly Father, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament. May I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.